Today is Friday, November 10th, 2023. One day closer to Black Friday here at the end of this month, right?
I'm not talking about that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Black Friday. Well,
there you go.
And these days, you can't really say Black Friday anymore, guys.
Did Black Friday get canceled?
It's POC, I think that way everybody's included.
People of Color POC. Friday.
Okay, explain that for me. Okay, got it. People of Color Friday. Okay, understood. Bro, I've already got some stuff on my cart, and it's not even because of Black Friday, but, you know, when you go on Amazon.com right now, they're giving you like 25% off of pretty much everything. So,
This might be the year I get a TV, man. We haven't bought a new TV in a while. We shipped our TV from Maui. And it's just getting harder and harder to use. Do you guys like do all your streaming and stuff through your TVs?
Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody's got smart TVs at this point. Dude, we just like it's impossible for us to watch like a broadcast through it because the website takes forever to load up. Amazon Prime Video crashes on us. And I'm just like, it's probably they're cheap enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Are you talking about your like you're logging into a website on your, like, what are you doing?
Well, yeah. So we don't have like a Roku or anything like that. So we just, we pull up the website, we pull up the website, go to the stream, but dude, it'll take 5 minutes to load up sometimes. Oh. But then like there's apps like for Amazon Prime, there's an app, but it crashes.
We have to basically
reset the whole thing. So everything else has an app, but like for the broadcast, we always just have to go to like the web browser.
What brand is that? Like Haiku or Hisun?
It's a Blamsung. No, it's a,
is it a Samsung? Blamsung.
No, it is a Samsung, but it's just. I mean, we bought it 2019.
Okay. So
really,
maybe 2019. Mm-hmm. It was, you buy the TV on sale. There's a reason it's on sale because they use all the stripped down parts and everything. So
can I hot take on that real quick? Tracy and I have never purchased a smart TV. We have the one that we have in our living room. It was gifted to us. That's the only reason we would probably even have a smart TV. It's nice. It's huge. I don't like that it's not just a monitor. It's just not a big, huge monitor like that. Just be a monitor. Instead,
I kind of agree with you.
It tells me.
Just cast everything from like a laptop.
It tells me what I want. And I'm like, no, you get that channel out of here. I don't want cable. All I want is Disney Plus, Netflix, if I can get it back from Justin and Melissa for free. And I don't think that's ever going to happen. Amazon Prime.
Nope, Netflix locked that down.
Well, that's not our fault though, right? That's Netflix policy.
They want your dollars. Golden. They want Bradley Gaines' dollar.
That's just it about it being a smart TV. It's like, stop being smart. Just give me the limited amount of time that I have. Let me control it. And that's all. So.
Well, yeah, because it promotes stuff. Like you get like whatever channel guide that comes up. Like, I don't know about on yours, but ours comes up with the latest, whatever movies. And you can watch these on this channel. This one's free, blah, blah, blah. And, for the month of October, obviously, it's just all horror. And then it's just like,
I hate that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think a monitor would just be better. I mean, that's a good question. That'd be great if you could just do like you could probably flash the BIOS on it or something like that and convert it to because that's all it is, right? It's just a monitor with an operating system. So if you got rid of all
that. I'm sure they lock you out. I'm sure if you did what you did, Samsung is like, well, we'll make it not work through another means. You'd have to get in there and baby it and get it just right.
Well, did you hear, this is a few months ago. This is why we need to get back to recording regularly. A few months ago, they were talking about how they're trying to make it so that TVs, like you can get a free TV, you, there's just ads, you know, and then they're trying to make it like you can't block the ads out or the TV turns off. And it's just like, man, anything to get advertising in front of you. And I'm just like,
that's a regular TV, right? Not the one that specifically has the bottom rectangular screen.
Oh,
right,
maybe below the big screen. Discuss that in chat or something like that.
It's a specific brand,
yeah,
and it has ads on it the whole time, mm-hmm, and a video monitor like looking at you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Scared, like making sure you're making eye contact.
Did Big Brother?
Did you see that Taco Bell ad, Ken?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Dude, I couldn't stand that, man.
I want to say something about Roku. My wife won a Roku at work the other day.
Yeah.
Did I send you guys that? Mm-mm. Did I send you that message? Yeah. She was like, honey, I want a Roku. I was like, that's Walmart. What do you give it back to them? Just
yeah. What are we gonna do with that?
Put that in the trash. Like, okay, so listeners, if you guys are already on iOS. I'm just going to have to tell you, you need to go ahead and convert over to Apple TV immediately. Mm-hmm. It's fast. It has what's their proprietary Bluetooth. What's Apple's AirPlay? You can AirPlay everything to your TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, even a lot of Samsungs, like the Samsung we purchased from Costco, you can AirPlay directly to the Samsung, mm-hmm, or you can go directly to the Apple TV. And there's one other thing I wanted to say. This is my cut finger, by the way. You guys remember that this morning?
Yes.
I was telling you, I jacked my finger up.
We're just glad you still have it.
Yeah, man, a set from Costco as a sidebar, a $20 set of knives. It doesn't come with the wood block for you to put them in, but they're sharp and ready to chop onions.
Wow.
Whatever you got.
Is that the Cuisinart ones?
Just don't chop your finger. I forget the brand name. It's an off brand. It's a new little spring up. Anyway, back to TV. Samsung has terms and conditions. There's certain boxes that you do not want to check. If you don't check those boxes, then it won't take over your TV. Mm-hmm. But if you say, you know, like a, you know, hey, I'm just going to select everything, it will take over and tell you what you're going to be watching.
I found that it won't let me watch. It won't. It's grayed out. Well, I go through it from time to time and I tell you, you have to MacGyver.
So does that mean that you didn't accept it? That's why it was grayed out? Is that what you meant? Or
correct.
What do you mean by
so
it's grayed out?
I had to accept it.
Okay.
In order to proceed. But there's other ways to MacGyver not having to see those things. And every time I MacGyver it, give it another month or year and they redo it. They'll download their software again, a new OS. It's so seamless and they're so intelligent. It starts putting all that horror movie stuff on there. But what a lot of people don't know is what you said, Justin, is Samsung finally allowed Apple products to stream easy peasy. Like they gave up with the war. And so I use that. I'll use this laptop that I'm on, direct HDMI, or I'll use my iPad, direct stream. Seamless, no lag, nothing.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what we ended up having to do today. I do want to say that when you said MacGyver your TV, I immediately thought of you with like an old school hanger and like some gum, like just in the back, just jimmying. I got this, Tracy.
So it comes down to a lot of times.
Okay, I'm going to be quiet till I get my stuff fixed over here. Can you guys hear me right now?
Yeah. Yes. It would help if you looked at the screen.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you guys.
So reference back to when I was in Grenada, for a lot of people who don't know, you three, it's, man, we've been chatting together, all four of us, in text message for years. Like,
for real.
Yeah, what year was that? What year
I was
that?
Working at Wells Fargo.
They could be in Oyster Skins year.
That was okay. Like 2011, 2010, 2011, 2012. When I was riding my bicycle home.
I wasn't even married. Guys. I wasn't even married yet. So I got married in 2009. They could be in Oyster Skins. Whoa. I remember
they
that.
Could be in Oyster Skins.
So yeah,
was
you're right.
After you were married. Because that was when you started working at Wells Fargo a little bit later too, just.
No, they could be in Oyster Skins was not. No, that was pre-marriage.
No, trust me. I got you real quick. I remember riding my big clunky mountain bike from our apartments, Chuparosas in Chandler, to Wells Fargo and laughing heartily on my, I can't remember if it was an HTC Touch Pro 1. I mean, just, oh, the dumbest of phones with the little stylus. on the Sprint.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Dude. Dude, you back in those days, Bradley, you were hardcore. Like, I'm not getting an iPhone. I'm going to try out every Samsung and every HTC.
iPhones look like this back when you had it, though. Don't be trying to pretend like they're all sleek and good. This is what an iPhone looks like.
Yeah.
Bradley's holding up a brick power bar for his laptop. He's holding that up.
Dude, I remember being jealous of you guys, though. So remember our trip to Payson, right?
Yeah, Strawberry. Yeah, Payson, Strawberry.
And so, you know, here I am with my man, I don't even remember what it was, but I was using Virgin Mobile, right? I think it was like that pay as you go service. And I had one of those like flip phones, or it was the slider.
Yeah.
The slide. And I love that thing, dude.
Dude, don't sleep on it.
You guys rolled up with your iPhones, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
The screen was all crazy.
Why is your screen?
It was all crazy.
Me, Melissa, yeah.
Why is your screen so bright? Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. That thing was sick.
Yeah. No, Bradley, you didn't have an iPhone, man.
No.
I thought you both did.
No, me and Melissa.
Melissa and Justin. Okay. And me and Tracy all went to the Sprint store, I think, over in Chandler. Or we were talking about it when me and Tracy went, and you were preaching. Like, it was the end of, it was Armageddon, dude. You were like, you need an iPhone. It's the best. And I ended up getting a Samsung Galaxy S2 or 3. And that was the hottest phone.
Oh, contrarian thinking there, man.
Up to that point.
That's funny. Have you guys heard the good news about Steve Jobs?
Yeah, the good news. Steve Jobs. Oh.
No, he was preaching, you know.
So I got to ask you guys a question, man. That's part of the question. First of all, guys, this is a change of thought here. Snow White 2024 coming out next year, right? Snow White. Okay, not so Disney's remake. Smart. Okay, so there we go. What were your first thoughts when you even heard about Snow White being a remake? Ken, go ahead and take it away, man.
So the first white, I heard about it during the controversy. I didn't know that they were doing a remake. Because let's face it, like, I'd already seen Pinocchio, which was like a live action, which it was okay. We'd seen all the live action, so I wasn't surprised. But the controversy started, like, I didn't know anything about it until I saw the interview with Rachel Zegler, like, basically just trashing Disney and the idea of romance and all this stuff. Like, she basically was just like, oh, you know, anyway, you'd have to watch it. Everybody's seen the interview at this point.
I believe
was incredibly smug. And I was like, well, this can't go well, because Disney was already, they're already getting enough bad publicity about just, you know, just their quote unquote woke ideologies and the stuff that they're kind of pushing on kids.
Woke.
And so when she did that, I'm like, man, the reason why that particular film is important is because I believe that was Walt Disney's first full length animated feature. Like, that's what put Disney on the map. So it needs to be treated with, like, you know, reverence, quote unquote, in the Disney community. And she just trashed it. And that was just like, well, let's see how this works out. And she got roasted for weeks on social media.
Dude, isn't she still getting the roast right now?
Yeah, pretty much. And rightfully so.
So for those of us like myself, for our listeners who don't know who Rachel Zegler is, or that's actually kind of immaterial. For those of us who don't know what the rant was, can you describe the rant for us?
We'll clip it in right here. But I guess so that you guys can get some context, hold on. Can we just pull it up on YouTube?
I personally could not watch it by myself. I'm glad I'm with you guys to be able to watch this, because it's cringeworthy.
It is I hate the term cringe. It is absolutely cringeworthy. All right, let me go ahead and share.
I can't watch it by myself.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I'm like, man, you really thought, didn't you? Hopefully you guys can hear the sound. Hold on one second.
So while Kenny's pulling that up, my first thoughts, that's my question for Mark and Bradley. First of all, Mark, what were your first thoughts of even hearing about a remake for 2024 Snow White?
It's not surprising. that they're gonna make one. They've made so many different remakes of classics for sure. So it's just a matter of time for this one to be made. But I don't know. I think I'm starting to get to the point where you guys have been for years just kind of getting over it. Yeah, I mean, I think they do a good job generally with the remakes, but I'm definitely ready for some new content.
So I don't seem to be able to share this, by the way. I don't know if it's a setting on my end, but if somebody wants to try putting that in a tab.
But just for the sake of keeping it moving, if you could just truncate it into as few words as possible, basically, what does she say? If you know.
Okay, so imagine talking to a teenage girl who's full of herself. And that was the interview. No, I'm dead serious. So she's like, oh, it's no longer 1937. So the princess doesn't need a prince to save her.
You're bringing a modern edge to it on stage. What do you mean by that?
I just mean that it's no longer 1937. And we absolutely wrote a Snow White that
she's
is
not going to be saved by the prince.
She's not going to be saved by the prince. And she's not going to be dreaming about true love. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be. And the leader that her late father told her that she could be if she was fearless, fair, brave, and true. And so it's just a really incredible story for, I think, young people everywhere to see themselves in.
Snow White is running for president.
I'm launching my campaign.
And I'm like, that's the story.
Right.
That's the story. So if you're going to tell a different story, tell a different story. Don't just slap Snow White on it. Right. And so she kind of like dismisses the prince. She's like, well, I guess there's a love story, but it's a different take on a love story. And then she just said it's weird. And then she's like, she's just very smug about it. And then they showed video of originally, it was supposed to be Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Well, what's his name? Peter Dinklage, like, you know, the king of the little people, at least as far as in the movies are concerned. He was like, he's like, it's insulting that he's like that was a stereotype about dwarves or whatever. So Disney changed it because there was a little bit of uproar, because I think Disney's policy is like the whoever screams the loudest gets the most attention, right? So
100%.
So even though if you ask 99% of people, nobody, like, I'm not affected by what happens to little people. None of you guys are. So I would have zero opinion on it, but people obviously get offended on behalf of other people. He complained. So Disney pulled it back, and they basically said it was seven mystical beings or mystical people or whatever. And they showed a picture of basically seven people that I could go find over in Portland right now. Just like, half homeless looking, just scruffy looking nerfers, and they're like,
dude, straight up so downtown, man.
And now everybody's like, oh, way to go. Now you've taken jobs from seven dwarf actors, and you know that they don't get work that often. And I'm like, that is true. Like that is absolutely true, but it's like
you can't Disney win. Disney can't win.
They couldn't win.
Yeah.
If they had taken a faithful recreation and done a good job with it and not changed anything to appease anyone else and said, we're going to tell a story, by the way, that was written in the 1800s. We're going to tell the 1937 version of it that Walt Disney did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's all we're going to do. Like the people that loved it would drown out the voice of the handful of people that are going to hate regardless.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Interesting, man. Bradley, I didn't get your answer to the question of what, did you think anything about Snow White when you first heard about it? What was your first thoughts, Bradley?
I don't think I can add anything good because I didn't think too deeply about this. I did remember thinking, wow, okay, that's cool. I mean, yeah, I was with Ken. And
so you thought that right there, that's cool. You thought that?
I like when I say that.
Let me not color in your response for you, but
no.
I didn't think he's like trying to trap you.
Yeah, Dustin's over here being Johnny Cochran.
Is that what you meant? You sure about that?
I don't think the glove. So, No. I'm just saying we live in a reality that doesn't make sense. So that's why you have to be okay with stuff that just doesn't affect you one iota. And Disney's remakes absolutely don't affect me at all. I didn't even know they were remaking Snow White until you guys reminded me again today. The irony of me getting on the Snow White ride with Ken and Hope, I would never have gotten on that ride.
Dustin Trace. You got on the Snow White ride.
I think for...
Hey, we're just proud of him for being able to get on a ride, by the way. You know, some of us weren't able to get on rides. I'm not pointing any fingers, but...
Hey, if that's a dig at me not being the only Gen X cousin that wasn't able to get on the Resistance, Rise of the Resistance, I agree. I agree.
So yeah, Jess, thanks for asking, man. But yeah, I can't add anything that's not new. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. I just want to give even hear everybody out. Me personally, I didn't care. They said that I was like, okay, here we go. Here we go again. So here's another question for you guys regarding this. Is Rachel Zegler, is that her name? Rachel Zegler? Is she redeemable? And before you answer, she's no longer cast in this film. That's news.
Is that confirmed? Or is that the rumor?
Okay. See, thank you for pulling me back, Ken. That's what we've been hearing. That's not confirmed, listeners. But so she might not be in the 2024 film coming up. They might have a different actress slated. But here's the thing. My question, though, with all that she's done, all the straight up bagging on this movie, just straight up trashing it, and seeing Gal Gadot's face. I don't know if you've seen her facial expression.
Yeah, she was like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
when you guys get a chance to see Gal Gadot being like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What is she doing?
Is that how you pronounce her last name?
Godot.
Just making sure.
Godot. Okay, cool. I mean, because she's not French. She's Israel, yeah. Right?
Dude, who is Rachel Zegler, though? And maybe this is me just being a Gen X, you know, this 40-some-year-old who doesn't know who people are. I like to consider myself a person that is informed as to who people are. Dude, she's been, like, for the amount of smug that she had, she's been in The West Side Story. Mm-hmm.
Steven Spielberg movie.
Shazam, Fury of the Gods, and Hunger Games 45. So,
no, that's up. Isn't that up and coming?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. Yeah. So prior to this, she was in two movies, and Shazam got a 6 out of 10. So calm down. Like, you know, show a little humility and be thankful that you were brown enough to get this role, because Disney, 100%. Obviously, I think that, can we mention
part too? Please.
Again,
she's brown. She's brown.
This
but she's
story
not too brown.
True. Written in the 1800s. It's a German folk tale.
German.
The character's name is Snow White. Why would you insist on casting someone who does not fit the description of Snow White? Look, I get it. You did it with Little Mermaid. Congratulations. You made half a bill. However, Snow White, her skin was as white as snow. Like, it's literally in the description of the character. Let's not be silly.
She is a business person, is what she doesn't realize. Acting is a business, and the business model is formulated by the Motion Picture Association of America, SAG, all these governing bodies that make the business model. They control you. Disney controls you. Justin, you made reference to whoever the actress is that plays Cara Dune. Please forgive me for being disrespectful. But Gina Carano. A successful business person understands that the way to continue going in Hollywood is, one, obey the people that control you, or two, be Tom Cruise and just produce yourself and have enough power. They don't have that power.
Right. Absolutely. But the other thing too, you have to, like, if she had come out in such a way that the fans absolutely loved her, right, that would cement her place as Snow White, right? She could have won people like me over who were like, why are we casting, you know, her as the role. She, like, it was up to her to sell us on the idea. in her opinion, she had already arrived. She's like, you know, it's done. It was, I'm the person. She didn't understand the business aspect of mm-hmm. it. Like, think about Haley Bailey, mm-hmm. whatever.
Haley Bailey.
Loved her attitude. She came off as genuine and adorable, and that won people absolutely. Over. And I'm like, dude, all she had to do, all Rachel Zegler had to do, was prove to be the. I mean, like, she could have just emulated Snow White's character, at least from the movies, and been like that kind, demure mm-hmm. person, whatever, that, you know, that people love. Yeah, she basically, all she had to do was act like a Disney princess at the parks. Nope. She had to be the entitled, you know, Gen Zer, that the stereotypical entitled Gen Zer. Not saying that all Gen Zers are entitled, but that she put on the trope like it was a coat, man. She wore it.
She really did. And when you guys see that interview, she really did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Crazy, so according man. To this, they're pushing it back to 2025.
Man, they're hoping people forget. They're like, they'll forget all about the interview. Disney's Twitter, trying to scrub it.
I don't think the internet has a short memory, though. I think they will know how to dredge up all this stuff. And yeah. Oh, it's not called Twitter anymore, by the way. Thank you, Elon.
It's Twitter.
It's X.
He failed on that one, man. He is driving that into failure. I know,
dude. Seriously.
Bro.
So can we talk about social media for
absolutely.
A second?
Absolutely.
Please do, man.
How all of these companies, now that they've been stealing and selling all of your data for you know, years, now they're, you know, they keep adding more services, et cetera. Dude, I laughed when I heard that, you know, Instagram and X and whoever else, or Facebook, they want to start charging you. And I'm like, please do. I'm mm-hmm. out. I'm out. I don't need it.
1,000%.
I'm good.
I kind of need it for business, Facebook, but not really.
That's the illusion, I'm not paying for that.
Mm-mm. No.
They already make money off of that. So I would hope that they wouldn't charge for the Facebook marketplace. But I think they want to charge so that, like, oh, you don't want to see ads in your feed? Joke's on you. I don't scroll through that feed. mm-hmm. You know, I don't care.
Right. Right.
Yeah, they intentionally put stuff in your way just to annoy you. Mm-hmm. So they maybe they will eventually charge, but no, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pay for that.
Well, this is a good segue just to actually do something that I think our listeners probably might miss, is the Fast Fire 5 or whatever we called it. I cannot remember for the life of me.
That would be Gen X Reverberations, my friend.
There we go. Gen X Reverberations, and the method to my madness is none at all. I just went with 1978 plus 10, so we're going to take the year 1988. And let's jump in with this first song, if you guys don't mind.
yes.
This is on the 1988.
Mark getting excited.
Billboard Hot 100. Number 100. I heard all about what you can do. You're telling me to trust. What should I believe? You promised so much, but talk is cheap. Let me make sure I could see you guys. You told me that you're serious, but I got to know for sure. You say how much you want me, but I've heard it all before.
Yeah. And he's got it.
I don't know who that is. Wait, is that
Whitney Houston? No, there's no way. Whitney Houston is who you're singing. Yeah, it's not Whitney Houston.
That's not okay. But it's not
Whitney Houston lived in the
Bradley,
top
that's,
10.
That's Janet Jackson. That's a good Janet point. Jackson,
yeah,
Bradley.
100, yeah.
Yeah, no maybe.
Way. I thought maybe she threw a turd out there or something.
You know. That's Janet Jackson, Bradley?
What about
not Janet Jody Jackson. Wiley?
That's, that's a Jermaine
great
Jackson.
Great guesses, by the way.
100 at 100, that's a Randy Jackson symbol right there, right?
Randy Jackson, yeah. He made it.
Richard Simmons. Dancing with the oldies live.
Dancing with the oldies. Oh, man.
Or sweating to the oldies. Oh, no. That's what it was.
Sweating.
Sweating to the oldies. I can't do the chorus. Let's go to the next thing. Boy, I can feel a love is on the rise. A message revealed in your eyes. You know, I can't wait to know your passion. It's not too late to take some action. Wow. Okay. Can you say that when you're through, I'll know what love is all about? Well, baby, I've been patient. Now I'm ready to find out. And then the lyrics.
This is a woman singing to a man, huh?
Yeah.
She's.
Is it like that? But this I think this song was more popular, but that if I take you home, will you still love me or whatever? I wonder if
no.
I take you home.
No, not that one. All right.
Oh, so for the sake of time, that's it. Mm-hmm. You have that one?
Yeah. Let me see and type in this next one. But for the sake of time, that one was Taylor Dane.
Who's oh,
Taylor Dane.
Dude, she could sing. Bro. She could sing, man.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. And then our next one is from somebody that Tracy doesn't like. Let's see here. Let's get these lyrics.
Must be a jazz artist.
They tell me you're shy, boy, but I want you just the same. Don't play innocent with me. You know it's not just fun and games. When I look into your eyes, so much passion burns inside. But if you need some coaxing, I will do it step by step. There's nothing to it.
Is that the one? New Kids? Okay.
Nope.
No. Dang it.
You in the TV show?
No. Mark said,
Day by day.
Day by day.
Family Matters theme song, sung by Rufford Wainwright.
Rufford?
No. I was thinking step by step, Backstreet, New Kids on the Block.
Bobby Brown?
New Kids.
Nope.
Step by step, New Kids on the Block. I don't remember that one.
Step by step.
Huh.
Oh, baby. Don't you know, Virgin Girl? There you go.
Step one. Some of New Kids on the Block songs should not have been on the radio. Some of them. I think the majority of them.
What do you mean? Like, should have been. Explain.
That one, the one we just heard, Step by Step, that was not a good one.
That song was actually pretty popular.
I feel like New Kids was like printing money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
100%.
Anything they put, girls were listening to.
Oh, yeah, man. Dude,
yeah, they were selling all kinds of
posters. I wasn't getting no kind of play.
Please don't go, girl.
It was all New Kids fans.
I mean, think about Mark Wahlberg. I mean, he's got slingshot to fame because his brother was absolutely in New Kids on the Block. I mean,
Donnie Wahlberg?
Yeah, am I giving Donnie too much credit, or did Mark Wahlberg do all the hard work?
I mean, it definitely helped.
No, Donnie's got his own kind of career going on right now, right? Isn't he? He's on the show Blue Bloods, or at least he was.
I mean, he's on Blue Bloods.
He's stayed in the whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there another Wahlberg?
Donnie first? There is. There's
Scotty Wahlberg.
I think he has a business. He said, Scotty.
Oh, is this the show, the Wahlbergs?
Yeah.
Is this, okay. I've heard about this show for years and had no clue who or what they were talking about. Now I got it. Boom.
Okay. It in, so for the second time, that was Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Baby, say you love me. Sorry, you guys were taking too long.
So the '80s had a lot of women singing to men, huh?
1988. You got it.
All forthright, man. Settle down, ladies.
Okay. That was 62 on the Hot 100, 1988.
Okay.
All right. So the next one is going to be I'd Have Sworn That With Time, Thoughts of You Leave My Head. I was wrong. Now I find just one thing makes me forget. I can't say the lyrics because I can't say the chorus because then you'll get it right away.
Dude, these could all be the same song.
They sure could.
Dude, I think my brain is mush. Keep going, Bradley. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Give me a little time. Let me clear out my mind. Give me a little time. Let me clear out my mind. Give me blank, blank, the kind that makes me feel fine. You make me feel fine.
Red wine. UB40.
We've done that one before, haven't we?
I believe we have.
No.
Sorry.
No. It's okay. It's been forever.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Red when you make me
speaking
feel
of which,
so
they're
fine.
Coming in the concert like in a couple months. UB40.
Oh, nice.
UB40. Yeah, man.
UB40.
Wow. Yeah, I was
thinking about going.
That was number 39.
It's more accurate nowadays because a lot of their audience is going to be pushing 40.
Sloshed, right? Oh, 40. Gotcha.
Yeah, not 40s. Nobody's talking about 40s.
This next song was number 52. Dude. You weren't jealous before we met. Now every woman you see is a potential threat. Now you're possessive. It isn't nice. You used to say that smoking was your only vice. But now it isn't true. Now anything's new. And all I've learned has overturned what I think of you. Don't go wasting your emotion. Lay all your love on me. I used to think love was sensible. It makes the truth even more incomprehensible. Let me make sure this is the right song. Yep. I still don't know what you've done to me. A grown-up boy should never fall so easily. I feel a kind of fear when I don't have you near. Unsatisfied, I swallow my pride. I beg you, dear. Kill this. This is the wrong lyrics.
Now, hold on a second.
Okay, by the way, can we talk about those lyrics for just a second? But real quick.
Can you destroy those lyrics?
I just want to say how that song started off talking about how she's jealous when she's with him. But it just like said, okay, but now we're going to be done talking about that. Can you just come over now so we can have some fun? It's like, bro, what kind of lyrical skills do you have? Man, what song was that, Bradley?
Okay. I'll get the right one and then I'll tell you who it was. Because if I say it, you'll get it right away.
Okay. Got it. But you're getting a different. Oh, I see what you're saying. Got you. Just we'll wait for.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, you've done that before, Bradley. You've read wrong lyrics before.
Yeah.
One of these days, Justin, dude, Bradley's just going to come, just hit you in his car. That's for 45 years.
Bradley's like, Flintstones meet the Flintstones. Oh, dude, my bad. That was the Jetsons. Sorry, my bad, dude.
So true, Jess, so true.
I'm kidding, man.
Yeah, forget this one. This was whack. I was trying to get What's On Your Mind. Pure Energy. Information Society.
Information Society.
What you thinking?
No, I wanna know.
I wanna know what's on your mind. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that took me forever to get.
Tell me what's on your mind. So Sally. All right. Let's do one last one. Here we go.
All right, this is mine.
And I'll tell you, there was a reference in that, what was I listening to? Ready Player One, where, the main guy who did the whole Utopia, made, what's his name? Robert Hughes, who made?
Halliday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Halliday made the Oasis.
And he made like the triple romantic movie with the redhead, 16 Candles.
Yeah, 16 Candles. Oh, Molly Ringwald.
Hughes. Yeah, Molly Ringwald. John Hughes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so and then, what book are you listening to? Part one or part two, Bradley?
Part one, man.
Yeah. So that.
Like chapter ahead, Bradley, four, chapter five. Okay. So that's what this reminds me of. This next, just the way this guy looks. That's all. Actually, he just looks totally 80s. How can it be permissible? She compromised my principle. Yeah. That kind of love is mythical. She's anything but typical. She's a craze you'd endorse. She's a powerful force. You're obliged to conform when there's no other course. She used to look good to me, but now I find her. I can't say the next words. her loving
irresistible. You talking about she used to look good to me, but now I find that dunk on dunk on dunk on.
Simply irresistible. Oh my goodness. There you go. Wow. Robert Palmer.
That's a good song.
Robert Palmer. There you go.
Yeah. That whole video looks like a Ferris Bueller movie or something like that.
Oh, it's totally 80s.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he was super Robert popular. Palmer.
All
yeah.
right. Gen X Reverberations with Fumble Bum here.
Fumble that, Bum Games. Welcome. Yeah, no, good job, Brad. Man, you took us down memory lane, man.
Dude, that was nice, man. I got to get back in the form.
Yeah, I remember watching that video over at Grandma's house, at her old house on Nancy Lane. And then Taylor Dane, I remember being at Jorgensen Elementary School listening to one of her songs, Taylor Dane. So that's good memories there. Right, and driving in the car with mom listening to Taylor Dane.
Oh, big so man. Going back to the Robert Palmer guy. So is that the song where the ladies are just like doing like this the whole time in the video?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're swaying back and forth in their little shorts.
Black dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I remember correctly, not saying that imprinted on me at a young age or anything.
Ken, like, all leaning.
You better be in there watching Growing Pains, Kitty. You're like.
Wait, did he do a Pepsi commercial with that song?
Yeah, he did.
I think mm-hmm. so. What was kind of semi-depressing about Ready Player One so far is Halliday just proves the enormous river of pop culture that comes out of the 80s, man. It's like, this is too much. And the fact that the main character, he watches everything. He actually is binge watching Family
yes,
Ties.
Yes, yes.
Like each
mm-hmm,
season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, never in a million years would I ever give Alex P. Keaton that much time. But
yeah, hey. Skippy. Yeah.
No, Skippy just, was...
No. Was Skippy was Ties? On Family Ties. Yeah, Skippy was on Family Ties. You're talking about
Charles Boner in Charge. Was from
Charles in Charge.
Charles Boner was on he was on
He
was on Growing
No,
Pains.
No, that was Charles Wait, in Charge.
No.
No, trust
I think
me.
You're right.
Trust me.
Who was on Charles in Charge?
The other, yeah, Charles in Charge had Buddy. Had Buddy. Wasn't it Buddy?
Oh, Skippy. No, I'm shucking.
Yeah.
So Skip was on Family Ties?
Skippy was on Family Ties.
I can't remember.
Boner was on Growing Pains.
Yeah, what a name. Yeah.
What a name.
Who was the main the lead on the show with what show? Growing Pains.
Growing Pains was Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke. Robin Thicke's dad. Yeah. Kirk Cameron, he was the lead. He was the actual lead, the one that everybody wanted to watch.
Yeah, he was a star in the 80s for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't last as long as Michael J. Fox, though.
Mm.
He kind of fizzled, didn't he? Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, can I say that there was a 1987 TV show series that was absolutely stupid? Ken, you out? Were you shit?
Kenny's doing sign language on his screen, man. What's going on?
No, I think you might be multitasking.
Oh, I see. Yeah. He's asking if he can leave the recording without messing up the recording. And I believe he can. I think he's going to be okay.
Oh, he said, look at the chat. Hey, my mic is messed up. I'll be right back.
Everything is going to be all right.
I was wondering why Ken wasn't saying anything.
Yeah.
Every little thing going to be all right.
So there was this TV show called Beauty and the Beast. I thought it was absolutely
with
dumb.
Linda Hamilton.
I think it came on CBS.
Ah.
Steph used to watch that.
From Terminator, right? So she was the mom in Terminator.
The one who looks like Seven of Nine. I always think the Seven of Nine Borg looks like her. They always looked similar to me.
Similar, yeah. But I always linked Taylor Dane with her. They looked similar.
I used to think the same thing every time we watched Beauty and the Beast with mom. Yeah. Taylor Dane. Oh, that's not Taylor Dane.
Kenny's like, are we still
and you
on
know
Taylor
the
Dane?
The guy who plays...
still talking. Wait.
No, you sound great.
No, you're good.
I hear you, brother.
For whatever reason, my mic crapped out of me. So and I couldn't switch.
Your mic took a dump, huh?
It did.
You know the guy who plays the comic book, not Spawn, but the guy with the devil horns?
Hellboy.
Hellboy. That
Ron Perlman? Yeah, what's his name? Ron
Perlman. He was the Beast.
Oh,
no way.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right. In the Beauty and the Beast TV show that I think my grandma subjected me to.
I was saying Stephanie yeah. so watch that.
Yeah. Oh man, that was hot garbage when I was a kid, at least. I'm sure because it was just yes. were they on the run from the law or something like that? I don't really recall.
I don't know
the storyline. But yeah,
I think they were some mutants in the sewer and they had to stay away from the humans.
They definitely lived in a sewer. I know. Dude.
That reminds me of Sequest, man. I think I've said that on this podcast before. Hey, remember that show, Sequest?
I remember that.
On Sequest. No, it was a good show.
Yeah, Sequest was on around the same time period, and it was like on Sundays. Sequest. Bro, is it rewatchable?
Probably not.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like I tried it. Actually, I think the show ended. I think it didn't get a true ending. Mm. I think they jumped the shark
when they literally
introduced a dude who had gills, and it was just like,
dude,
yeah, it was bad.
So is that a show that could potentially be remade, Sequest? Because nobody really cared about it back then.
And yeah, man.
Yeah, why do you need to remake that?
Yeah, nah.
Well, and Jonathan Brandis is dead, right?
Like, yeah,
that kid died, I think.
Yeah, no need.
Now.
No. Let's think about shows that can be remade.
Recast. It was on for 3 years, and that was in the 90s, so that was definitely not the same time. Dude, Justin was out here watching reruns of the Beauty and the Beast TV show, apparently.
Who, me?
Yeah, because nah. That show was in the 80s, wasn't it?
Oh, I see what you're saying, Kenny. Yeah, so it just reminds me, maybe just because it was in the same house that we lived in. I remember watching Sequest in that house. Yeah,
that was 87 to 1990.
Okay. 1990. Yeah, definitely Star Trek Next Generation was out by then. We were watching that too.
Yeah, for sure.
Mom.
Just so you guys know, Ted Raimi, I don't know if that's how you say his name. I think he's the one who directed Spider-Man, right?
Sam Raimi, but he has a brother.
Sam Raimi, I
thought. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, well, never mind.
Wasn't his brother in Spider-Man? His brother was in Spider-Man, the one that came in. Does
he have a less successful brother?
In the actual film and was like, Jonah, the guy that would walk into his office.
I have no idea. I just know that those Spider-Mans are terrible with Tobey Maguire.
So you don't like the Tobey Maguire ones? What about you, Ken?
Dude, that was the first. That was like the first legit reboot of Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
So we hadn't seen I hadn't seen a live action Spider-Man since the 70s. And I think you need to go back and watch that to appreciate how far we came. Cause that was bad. You know, like he would basically throw some on
people. little stringer.
Right. Yeah.
Silly strings.
I didn't mind the Tobey Maguire ones. I liked it. The first one got progressively worse, right?
Yeah.
By the time they hit three.
Three was bad. Yeah, you know what? I'm kind of in your same camp, Kenny, in that it was the best superhero movie done up until that point. I mean, we had X-Men, but this blew X-Men away. But what I will say is Tobey Maguire's his solemn look, man, it is so irritating and it's grating on you. So that by the second one, I started turning against him. I was like, man, dude, he's just always like all like dead on camera, man.
Mark's like, show some emotion.
Mm-hmm. It didn't help when he started dancing, huh? In the was it the second
the third one? Yeah,
that was the third
yeah.
one, I think. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah,
that was bad.
Yeah.
It was like, man, how have you guys run out of ideas already?
You know?
Like, dude, that was back in the heyday. Was that before or after the first attempt at
Hulk. Oh, the first attempt at the Hulk, I think that might have been 2003.
No, no. The first
one. With Banner.
That wasn't Banner, was it? Was that him?
Yeah, that was Banner.
I thought the...
And it was... who was the director of that? Because he actually gave it the comic book flair.
Ang Lee,
yeah. Like his cutaways and all
like
that
stuff
were legit.
That was 2003, if somebody hasn't already said it. Hey, that was 2003.
Okay. So can we talk about the t-shirts?
Yeah, absolutely. Please do, Ken. Lean into that, man.
Guys, we are trying to get out there. You know, what we don't subject you to on Gen X Reverb is nonsense ads. What we are going to subject you to is ads for Gen X Reverb merch. So head on out to genxreverb.com. We're starting to put some t-shirts up there. Please tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. You know, we're going to throw up any ideas on there. We're just going to, you know, just try to fill a niche. You know, we just kind of want silly, goofy shirts. So yeah, if you're thinking of an idea, if you, you know, I think each of us are kind of going to bring our own kind of flavor to it. So please tell us what you like, what you don't like, and buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, to the first listener to share our socials with 1,000 people, we will allow you to purchase t-shirts on our website.
Wow. You heard it here first.
Bradley over here trying not to smile, man. We will have to run some kind of promotion, but we just can't. We're so broke, we can't afford to do that right now, huh?
Hey, just no, you got to embellish it.
Yeah.
You have the wrong attitude.
There you go. Hey, just a side note, man. Gen Xer for sure. I mean, in terms of being popular, Kevin Bacon, he's actually doing his dance from Footloose, because of the SAG, Screen Actors Guild strike being over, dude, he still's got,
is it?
He still has it, man. He's
okay. Did they get what they wanted?
I guess he's happy.
Awesome.
He's dancing and
he's getting his boogie on right now
on Twitter.
Did they win? Did they win?
The
strike over, actors make a deal. 118 days without a paycheck, man. Oof.
So here's my question now that you say that, Mark. In my brain, Gen Xer, Kevin Bacon, dude is like a billionaire, right? There he goes, getting his boogie on.
I can't really see it. There you go. Man, he's doing his thing.
Footloose. I think he's a billionaire. But if he's getting, if he's boogieing, is he dancing for other people? Or he's got to keep working, right? My perception on getting paid is...
He is not a billionaire.
Yeah, no. That was...
Let's look at Kevin Bacon's net worth.
I'm exaggerating for the point of
you guys
his
keep
happiness.
Looking stuff up, man. We got 30 seconds.
Justin.
Hey, check us out on GenXReverb.com. Go to at GenXReverb on Facebook, Instagram, and don't bother with Twitter.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't even go there. Just...
We're also on TikTok. As at Gen X Reverb.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Gen X Reverb Podcast. Brought to you today by GenXReverb.com. Talking and t-shirting Gen X. Some of our t-shirts include the 88 Miles Per Hour Back to the Future t-shirt, the Easy Like Sunday Morning t-shirt, and one of my personal favorites, the Keep Calm and Yub Nub t-shirt. Head on over to GenXReverb.com. Take a look at our selection and get a t-shirt to support our podcast. Thanks for listening.